There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. Still to come this hour, Lon Kruger to join us. Former college basketball coach who made 17 NCAA tournaments, stretched across five different teams. Only one of three coaches to accomplish that feat, along with Rick Pitino, Tubby Smith. We'll get his thoughts on this year's NCAA tournament, what he feels makes up a great basketball team this time of year, and other questions. And Ed Golden joins us here momentarily from Right Angle Sports. We get a couple texts, we get a couple tweets. Chris Velika, the Bear from ESPN's College Game Day, he texted talking about adjusted win totals in the NBA. The Lakers' adjusted win total at DraftKings, 36.5, with the over juiced slightly at minus 125. They have 27 wins. So they got to win 10 of their last 22 to get over that. They have the second hardest remaining schedule in the NBA. Second hardest remaining schedule. Opponent win percentage 547. Only the Bucks have a harder remaining schedule. You think they can go 10-12 the rest of the way? I'm not even sure if they can do that. They got a lot of hard games to come. Two against Phoenix, two against the Warriors, one against the Jazz, one against the Sixers, two against the Nuggets, two against the Mavs. I don't know about that. Might go under on that. And then we get a tweet. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from, and this will lead into our next guest. This is from Sam Ginsberg. He said, Gil, Sam Ginsberg here. When you have Ed from Right Angle Sports on, tell him Sam G from Pittsburgh says hello. I was one of the first using his service way back in the mid-90s. He has great integrity and accountability, always in capitals. Consider the message passed along. First time on the show. He doesn't do a lot of media. I'm thrilled to have him. He started his service in 1996, really blew up in 2010. Great having him on. It's Ed Golden, the founder of Right Angle Sports. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, Gil. Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate you making the time. Let's just start with the general conversation because I've always, you know, I have Bob on, Dr. Bob, who you know as well. I have him on frequently. We get into this from time to time, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this, which is just the notion of pick selling services in general, a justifiably poor reputation sort of, business, just generally speaking, over the years. I think we can all agree on that. Have you found that for those who do have the integrity, like a Bob Stoll, like you, like Ed Golden, have you found that hard to sort of overcome perceptions through the years?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, a lot of people kind of write you off right away. They hear that you sell picks. I feel like we've lost a lot of opportunities, you know, through time, just because we're pick sellers. But I think it's unfair. I think when you're evaluating picks or evaluating a person, it shouldn't really matter if they sell picks or give picks free. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of people who give picks free who lose or, you know, lie about their records or whatever it is. So, yeah, I think it's unfair.
I agree with you. I agree. The broad stroke of a brush is always a foolish thing, I think, in any walk of life, including this one. You model, you are a predictive modeler, but you would say that Right Angle is different in that you're a little more subjective than a strict modeler through the years, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have a pretty large team, and we like to kind of specialize in conferences. You know, each person will kind of, you know, specialize in two or three conferences. And I think that gives us an edge because we're just, you know, we have intimate knowledge of teams, and we can take that information and opinions and apply it to the models. And that kind of, I think, gives us an upper hand over everybody else.
So you've been, and I use the word reclusive. I don't mean to like use a dramatic word like that, Ed. But you have not been one to like do a lot of media over time. Why now would you say that you're willing to sort of come out and promote yourself a little more? Is it because it's sort of the new day here with legalization?
Yeah, I mean that's a big part of it. You know, we've never been able to really scale the business, and you know, like we've always been kind of limited by it being hard to get down on the picks. So, you know, we've always had a limited number of customers. But now, with legalization, the pie has gotten bigger for everybody, and you know, there's definitely more opportunity, I think, to grow our business.
Yeah, I've seen Preston, our buddy Preston Johnson, I've seen Adam Chernoff, among others, sort of do a live release of some of your plays. You didn't used to necessarily do that. You didn't do that. But explain to folks, if you would, because now for those who are like, okay, I don't know who Ed Golden is, Gil, tell me specifically about it. Well, Ed, you move, and anything I say here, if I'm wrong, please correct me. You move upon release of your plays in college basketball lines dramatically. Can you give a sort of general range of what's normal for you if you release a total or if you release a side? Total is obviously your biggest thing.
Yeah, you know, it depends on the time of the year, but like early season college basketball, we'll move sides about 2 points. Totals anywhere from, I don't know, 3 to 4 or 5 points. I mean, I can give you the two that we released today.
Please.
We did, VCU -3. I think it's sitting at 4.5 right now. And we did Oakland under 127, which is at 124 right now. So I'm actually kind of surprised in March. In March, that's actually a pretty big move.
It is a big move this late into a season. When did you first – was I accurate that 2010 was around the time where you started to move it dramatically? Is that about the time period?
Yeah, that's a good estimate, yeah. You know, we started kind of getting involved in kind of like some of the sharper forms, and people started – you know, more of the sharp community started taking notice of us, and that's where we started to gain more and more influence.
What methods have you had to come up with? So in other words, when someone like you who has that kind of market impact, when you, if you were to just release a line, there's all kinds of technical considerations you have to make, whether you send it out via email, whether you do it on your own website, the methodology you use in terms of, do you just give it out? Do you warn subscribers that you're about to give it out? Can you explain to people what you do now and how you used to do it, sort of the evolution of that?
Yeah, so it, you know, it's not a lot different than you know, what someone, a professional bettor would have to deal with. I mean, first you have to overcome the winning part of it, and then you have to overcome the getting down part of it. And you know, when I started, I would just send emails in the middle of the night, and it was no big deal. But as we grew, you know, we had to start doing warnings and set release times, and then we kind of copied a Dr. Bob idea where he had a countdown timer for his release. We did that for a while, and it finally got to the point where I said, you know, let's just make this kind of how we bet. You know, when you work with movers or whatever to bet stuff, like, you know, it's kind of coordinated. And people are like, well, you can't trust the customers; they're going to bet early. So we came up with this system where we have everyone set up a play. They get 40 seconds to do whatever they want, and then we say go or cancel. If it's a real play, it's a go. If it's not, we'd cancel, and that kind of keeps people away from front-running us.
Interesting. So how much, like, are you, literally, do you sometimes cancel 2-3 at a time before you actually give the real one?
Yeah, occasionally. Like, you know, if we see lines are moving during the setup, we'll keep doing cancels, and we'll go, you know, we'll do one side, we'll do the other side. Sometimes we'll do a fake side, and then we'll do a real side after. You know, we just kind of keep it random, kind of keep people guessing.
Yeah, Bob has, having worked with Bob, and I'm glad you brought him up too, he's always had to, you know, that's always been a hurdle for him and a challenge when releasing and how to sort of, you know, manufacture it in a way that is fair for all, if you will. All right, so let me ask this. Is there a time of year historically? Because I've had college basketball handicappers come on, Ed, who swear by the fact, oh, it's the beginning of college basketball season. That's where they make their hay. It's right when college basketball season begins. The bookmakers aren't the lines aren't as sharp, and so that's where they really do their best. Then I've had others, right, who also say, well, it's actually the conference tournaments. There's like quirks to the conference tournaments, the quote-unquote new season or the perceived new season, right, that some of these bad teams have, where somehow it affects results. Is there a time of year, one of those two, maybe there's another time, where you have historically done better than at other times of year? Or can you not make a statement like that?
No, I think without any question, we've done better at the beginning of the year. November, for sure, December, it's probably been the best time of year for us. And we kind of shape the service that way. We tend to kind of go on a hiatus, you know, around mid-January, kind of take it easy in February, and then we kind of come back for March. I still think, you know, November, December are the best, but we like March a lot more than, you know, let's say February, because there are, you know, just, you know, it's kind of a reset for everyone, and, you know, there's just, you know, you're getting the best effort from all the teams, and, you know, it lends us more predictability, I think.
I want to get some of your specific thoughts on these tournaments here coming up after the break, if you're willing to stay. But just one other question here, which is, you know, how has the game changed transfer portal wise? Whatever sort of, you know, the one and done era being the biggest sort of change in the game over recent times, has that affected your results? Like, have you had to adjust the way you have done things based on just sort of the way the game has evolved?
Not really. I think the more change is kind of how the market's evolved. We went through some years there where I'm sure you remember we didn't even have total, you know, lines on all the totals.
Right.
We had TV totals for a couple of years, and now, you know, in the last couple of years we have lines on every extra game, which we didn't have before. We have, you know, lines going up, you know, earlier than they ever have. The market's kind of maturing earlier than it ever has. So I think there's more competition in the market, but there's also a lot of, you know, a lot more favorable things with the earlier lines and more lines to bet, both in every game.
Ed, could you stick around? I want to continue after the break. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure, of course.
More with Ed Golden from Right Angle Sports. We'll get into some of his thoughts on these tournaments coming up. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The KFC chicken sandwich is served hot and straight from the fryer. That's why it's finger-licking good. Order the KFC chicken sandwich today. Oh, short and sweet. How good does that look? Whew. They got into the chicken sandwich wars as well. Know where I'm going after this. It's Gil Alexander. It is a Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Kind enough to join us for another segment because I have other questions to ask. And yes, I know I'll try to get some actual thoughts on current basketball from Ed Golden at Right Angle Sports. Ed, I was just thinking here after the break, I'm like, I finally get a chance to talk to you on stuff. I think you sort of hinted at this, but anyway, it triggered something in my brain anyway, which is changing market landscape. And also, if I can use, because Alan Boston, famous college basketball handicapper, who I'm sure you're familiar with, who's been on this show many times in the past, he talks about market manipulation. So college basketball lines, certainly, I guess, and you can corroborate and you can tell me how this has changed. Back in the day, you might have been able to bet them later than you can now. Have you noticed that in recent years as being one of the big things that the markets have moved, say, overnight in a way that they didn't used to?
Yeah, I think definitely the market moves earlier. I think there's more opportunity to bet earlier for groups and pros. So that definitely happens. And the manipulation is another tricky one because you never really know what's real or what's fake. And it makes it tough to kind of know if you're beating the closing line or not, because you know, back in the day, you'd have, you know, a group would bet minus three and it would move to 4.5 and that'd be it. Now it's like they like minus three, they fake it to two, they bet they're minus two and they close at 2.5. So it's like it's like they like minus three, but they close at 2.5. So it kind of makes it hard on people who kind of use that, that metric.
Yeah, I was going to say, so the conclusion there is, at least in the sport of college basketball, let's confine it to that, that the notion of beating, the notion of having consistently good beating of CLV isn't really something that necessarily translates, right? It's not a metric you would hang your hat on.
I mean, it's not what it used to be. I mean, if you're, you know, an aspiring, you know, a beginning better or something, I think it's still something you want to use. And, you know, generally it's still, you know, going to lead you in the right direction. It's just not as reliable as it used to be.
Couple other things here. When the market fades you, what is your reaction to that kind of thing?
That's a good question. It's not something you like. I think you got to try to figure out if you can who it is or why it is. If you think you have some type of non-market information, then it might be a situation where you're going to, you know, add to your bet. Or you might just say, okay, you know, I didn't like that game that much. I'm going to stop where I am. I might even want to get off it if it's a game I, you know, think someone knows more than me on. But, it's like I said, I think there are times where I know why someone's been on the other side, and I might be okay with that. And I might increase my position.
Let's go back. Your beginning was 1996. You first started by putting extensive sort of descriptions of why you were betting certain games, and you did it in forum sites. What is your current take on communities? And I guess if we're going to talk about this, we have to talk about Twitter. What is your take as a guy who is, you know, not one to jump on media opportunities, but as you observe Twitter, gambling Twitter specifically, what is your general sort of thoughts when you see the day-to-day madness there?
Well, first of all, I'm really pro-community. I mean, without the communities, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. Networking, all that good stuff, you know, I think everybody needs that. It kind of went away with the advent of Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. I think it's valuable. It's interesting. It's entertaining. But as far as like getting it into like a deep community, it's not a great format. I don't know if you know, we started our Slack about a year and a half ago. It's called bettingtalk.com, and it's a Slack community where, you know, there's a lot of pros in there that, you know, a lot of good stuff gets exchanged, a lot of networking. I think it's great for any beginning bettor to, you know, get involved in that type of community.
Talking to Ed Golden from Right Angle Sports. You can follow him on Twitter at RASPicks. And all the stuff that he does, you can, I guess, link from there. Or where would you tell people to go? To Right Angle Sports itself or to your Twitter?
The Twitter has all the links, yeah. It should be fine.
Okay. All right, Ed, they'd kill me if I didn't ask you for some specifics, because I could ask you general questions like that for an entire hour, and I'd be fascinated by it. But just generally speaking, as we head now into the small conference tournaments, do you do any futures, or did you bet those markets for tournaments in general? Obviously, I'll ask you the same about the big dance. Or are you still just a game-by-game, daily basis kind of guy?
Yeah, we don't do much with futures. You know, I know there's good opportunities out there, but we just, it's just not something we really spend a lot of time on.
All right, and your two picks that you made today, even though the lines have moved, what were they again?
We did VCU -3, and we did Oakland under 127. Now, a lot of times those will come back closer to game time. So, like, if you get a VCU -3.5, I think that'd be good. I think Oakland's probably good to, I'd say at least 126, I'd be good with it.
Let me ask you this question.
In case those lines happen to come back.
In case those lines happen to come back, which sometimes they do. Bob used to say that all the time, too. Like, I might move them, but they might come back very often. And there are so those are the two picks that Ed put out today for Right Angle Sports. Maybe we can get you on at some point and actually do the release on this show. I'd be totally into that. Obviously, as we get to the later stages here of the college basketball season, we'll see if there's an opportunity. Let me ask you about, just generally speaking then, is there a team or teams, Ed, that you feel the market on a daily basis with game lines, just generally speaking, that you feel that the general market overrates or underrates?
Well, that's a good question. We're kind of building a whole list of teams that we want to kind of play on and play against in the conference tournaments. I don't want to give too much away, but I think what we look for, just generally speaking, is one of the things we look for is just, you know, teams who really underperformed in the regular season. I know I heard you talking about Pepperdine on the show yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, a team like that. You know, I mean, they have a lot of injuries. I'm not sure if I would use them. But teams that just really underperformed and then get that reset opportunity in the tournament, I think those are the kind of teams you want to look for.
Do you buy into the notion that in addition to the teams that underperformed, that there are some teams that won their regular season conferences that almost bear down even tighter during their conference tournaments because it's not enough to have won the regular season. They still have to get through their conference tournament, so they almost tighten up their lineups even more so. Have you noticed that as a thing through the years?
Yeah, I mean, that's something to look for. You know, a team that is going to tighten the rotation and you know, improve their rating a little bit, it's certainly one factor you can look for, sure.
Okay. Do you see in the years coming up, like, how long do you think you can do this in perpetuity, Ed? Do you think that you can have an edge? I mean, nothing lasts forever, right? You have gone a long time beating college basketball and having a huge influence on the market. Do you ever worry that there's a time in the future where you're like, yeah, this could end if, you know, this thing continues to happen, like a transfer portal? Will players get more dispersed and it becomes that much more in terms of parity? Like, do you ever worry about things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I mean, obviously, at some point, we're going to lose our edge. It's not going to last forever. I hope that it'll be kind of a slow diminishing edge instead of just, you know, disappears in 1 year. But, who knows how it will end? I mean, it's hard to predict that, but obviously, at some point, it will. But I think I have a really good team. I'm getting pretty old, but I have some younger guys on the team who are really good, and you know, I think as a team, I feel pretty good about where we are right now.
Ed, we got to run because Lon Kruger's coming up, and we want to talk to get his opinion on stuff, and we want to talk to him. But I just want to say in closing, because this is the first time you and I have had a chance to talk extensively. We've had some exchanges in the past, but I just want to say thank you not only for coming on today, but thank you for being a guy through the years that has been, just like the tweet said, and I'll just back that up, a guy who has been completely about integrity, completely about being above board and honest and working hard and doing this for all the right reasons, despite the horrible and justified, we both agree, and justified reputation of the pick-selling industry in general, how you have stood above the fray. And I just really appreciate that, and thank you for that, man.
Hey, thank you. It means a lot coming from you, and we're big fans of the show, and, you know, keep doing it.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Ed Golden from Right Angle Sports, everybody, at RAS. at RAS Picks on Twitter. Check that out for sure. Coming back, Lon Kruger, one of only three coaches in the history of the NCAA tournament to take five different programs to the dance. We'll get his thoughts next. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get everything you need to bet the madness this year with 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, and our tournament betting guide, including advice, data, and strategy for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, our team is here to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Get analysis from our experts, including Greg Hoops Peterson, on every key team, conference, and player to watch, from the favorites to the potential Cinderellas. Sign up today to get the betting guide, plus full access to VSiN through April 5th for only $19 at vsin.com/madness. It's Gil Alexander. Glad to have this gentleman on the show for the first time. Kind of him to join us. Again, one of only three coaches ever to bring five different programs to the NCAA tournament. Rick Pitino and Tubby Smith, the other two. His teams have participated in 17 NCAA tournaments during his coaching career. Got to two Final Fours, one with Florida in 1994, one with Oklahoma, of course, in 2016 as well. Lon Kruger on the show. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, Gil. Good morning. Glad to be with you.
So glad you're here. Let me just ask you, so that resume speaks for itself. No one could answer better what the key components to being a future national champion are, or a team that could make a deep run into a tournament. What do you think, as you your whole career, what are the key characteristics? Can you paint a broad brush that some teams that win it all, or that all teams have in common?
Well, it would be pretty broad because a lot of teams have done it in different ways. Typically, you're obviously playing at a high level. You're playing with a great deal of confidence. You've probably dodged a bullet somewhere along the way in the games leading up to the Final Four. And you got players that are really talented. You know, you got guys that are trusting each other. You got guys that are making plays for each other. And typically, guard play, of course, always stands out, and guys can handle pressure late in ball games and finish off tough games, because you expect tough games along the way.
I was waiting for the guard play component to that. What are the teams this year that you feel, and this is one of these years where it could be a bunch of teams, but who are you looking at? Who are the teams that you would back this year that you think have a real shot?
It is a year in which it is wide open. Obviously, we've had Gonzaga there all year, and certainly they're deserving. Very good guard play, very good inside play. They've got a bunch of guys who can make plays and finish off ball games. I think Arizona's a ball club that's kind of quietly snuck into that picture. They're ranked 2 in the country, so it's not so quiet, but still. They've got size. They've got good guard play. They're very physical. They're very big. And I think they're a team that probably is kind of under the radar a little bit in terms of the national picture.
Do you think, Lon, that this is that much of this parity has to do with the one-time transfer rule, the extra COVID eligibility year? Or do you think this is a portent of things to come?
Well, definitely, portent of things to come, because the transfer media eligibility is going to change a lot of rosters every year, and certainly some of those teams that are in the top 10 have made good on the portal. It's just been in existence 1 year, so they've got a lot of those teams have guys that are impacting their club in a big way in this first year. So it's going to be a different landscape. Teams are going to be remaking themselves year after year, and those that do a good job of the portal are going to come out ahead.
Let me ask you a more uncomfortable question. We broadcast to sports bettors primarily, so I'm going to just sort of share this with you, Lon. Some of them are not the most rational human beings on earth. This just in. But one of the big sort of conspiracy theories that we hear in college basketball this year is that this is obviously Coach K's final season at Duke, and that Duke, given all other things being equal, will probably get every sort of 50-50 call. That's the sort of gambler nightmare here down the stretch. It's sort of a secondary thought that every person who's thinking about betting March Madness has. Do you buy into that even? Do you have a shred of belief in that kind of thing?
Not to any great degree. I mean, obviously, human nature plays into it a little bit. And if you're talking about benefit of calls during the course of a ball game from officials, officials certainly aren't thinking about it. They're going to make the call, instinctively. Things happen so rapidly. And again, you can't go too far out there intentionally, and not that any official would, but everything's scrutinized on tape, and I think they're going to do their job as they always do, and they're going to miss calls for sure, and yet I don't think any of those are going to be intentional.
One of the beauties, if not the biggest brand beauty of March Madness, is of course the upsets. And this year, who knows, we could see more than ever before, given the parity. But one of the big giant killer, to use that phrase, one of the big giant killer aspects that has sort of been tried and true, common traits of teams that most people aren't thinking about that are capable of big upsets in the tournament, have to do with pace of play, have to do with unbelievable three-point prowess or three-point defense. Are there some teams out there on the horizon that a lot of casual college basketball fans aren't thinking of that you think, if not win the tournament itself, if not win the region, but could at least make some noise and be the author of one or two upsets in a tournament? Who would those teams be?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a tournament with a lot of upsets. Obviously, the parity that you mentioned, and even the course, if you take a look at last weekend, the top five, six teams in the country got beat. Again, most of those were on the road, and some of them against other ranked teams, so it's not all that surprising. But, yeah, there's so many good teams, and teams that can make threes, teams that are physical defensively. You take a look at the Big 12, and there's so many teams that guard you like crazy. And then you got Baylor, of course, Kansas, Texas Tech, all ranked in the top 10, 12. It's going to be great matchups. There's going to be tough, hard-fought games and certainly some upsets along the way.
You've been to 17 NCAA tournaments. You coached at K-State, at Florida, Illinois, UNLV, Oklahoma. You have been high seeds in the NCAA tournament. You've been lower seeds. You've been middle seeds. You've had to travel sometimes farther distances than others. And so for those, when the bracket does come out 12 days from now, and people are filling out their brackets, and this applies to just the casual person who's filling out brackets or someone who's actually betting games. How much stock, in your experience, how much stock should we be putting into the travel element of it? If a team that's out west is forced to travel east, if a team gets to stay at home, how much of that was really truly an advantage or disadvantage in your opinion?
Certainly the home, if you had the opportunity to have the home crowd, that's, I think, more significant than difficulty of travel. I think the home crowd can really energize a group without any question. The travel, of course, is a factor, but these guys are young. They've traveled all year, and I don't see that being as big a factor as maybe a lower seed team that has the luxury of playing at home. And sometimes happens. And I think when those situations arise, probably some significance there.
You ever get the itch to coach again, or are you fully retired, never feeling the itch at all anymore?
Fully retired, for sure. I've enjoyed watching the game and following teams, of course, and coaches throughout the year. But time with grandkids and now with Kev's program at UNLV, been able to watch that and follow his group. We're totally pleased with where we're at and excited about all the time with the grandkids.
Is it harder for you to live through the ups and downs with your son at UNLV than it was for you to coach? Is it similar?
Probably harder. It's like as a player, it's easier than as a coach. And then I think as a coach of your own team, it's easier than watching maybe the coach, a team of your son's play. It's certainly interesting and a different perspective, but fortunately they've had a good year and they hopefully will finish strong.
Lon Kruger, former college basketball coach, again, one of three to take five different programs to March Madness. Lon, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Lon Kruger, everybody, on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We at Tweets, at Beating the Book, always appreciate all the feedback. D-Gen Southern Gent. I liked your guest producer, Matt Neverett. Tilly admitted going to App State, my alma mater's bitter, bitter rivals. I won't hold that against him as long as he doesn't hold my favorite shirt against me. Where did he go to school? Let's see. He doesn't tell us.
My guess is either Georgia Southern or Western Carolina.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's one of those two. Grayson Rossi, starting my first March Madness Survivor Pool because of Gil. Can't wait for the best event of the year to get started. Grayson, you will not be disappointed. Again, three-dimensional chess on March Madness Survivor Pools. And then Riley Grannon, great to hear Ed Golden from Right Angle Sports on numbers game on VSiN today. Discussion on the difference in betting November-December games, mainly non-conference play, versus conference season in January-February versus March conference tournaments and postseason is critical for college basketball bettors. Great having Ed on. Great having Lon Kruger on. Also going to be great having Matty Cox on from Three Man Weave, one of the Three Man Weavers, give his thoughts on picks tonight in college basketball. Some small conference tournament odds as well. We'll do that next on A Numbers Game. Bet VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Also get a shot from him on who he thinks can win it all. See if his jibe with the championship formula. That's next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You could trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you could also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, that is, sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with the BetMGM app or log on today to get in an even bigger price, or an even bigger piece, it should say, of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book from Web12-66. The Golden segment was a great spot. Talking about Ed Golden from Right Angle Sports. That's sports gambling talk. Everybody else who does this, take note. I ain't kissing your ass. I don't do that. Simple truth. Well done. Thank you, sir. By the way, shout out to Matt Neverett, who's with me this morning, who was a late replacement for an ailing Jeff Parlay, who is a little under the weather. We hope Jeff gets better quickly. We hope he's doing good. Again, shout out, assist to the great Matt Santos for just being Johnny on the spot, making the computers work. So shout out to Santos for doing that as well. This gentleman, we're probably going to talk to him roughly 5 bajillion times between now and the end of the big dance. From Three Man Weave, it's Matt Cox. How you doing, Matty?
Long time no talk, y'all. How you doing, man?
Yeah, man. We talked on Primetime Action last night. Twice in a span of hours. What's that?
Yeah, Bright Lights, baby.
Bright Lights, baby. Primetime Action. Weeknights, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the network. Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin, and sometimes Matt Cox. All right, I don't want to repeat all the questions I asked of you yesterday, but let me try to ask you a question that I just asked Lon Kruger, and I was not thrilled with the depth of the response, if I may say. By the way, how bad form of that is that I'm going after an answer of a gentleman who was kind enough to come on the show before, but I'll get it from you. Giant killers this year. Let's get into that. Because this is what I realized. Yep. So it's one thing to ask you who you think is going to win it all. And clearly with a championship formula, Matt, I don't need to ask you that because it's all in the formula, right? We don't need to go into that. But giant killers, who's got the goods? Who's got the pacing, the three-point shooting prowess? Who's got the characteristics of one of these mid-majors that could win their conference tournament, that could actually get into maybe the second round, maybe even a Sweet 16? It happens every year. Who's got the goods?
Well, first of all, I don't like that I have to clear the Lon Kruger bar. I mean, phenomenal coach, but I guess I'll make a feeble attempt here. I've mentioned Chattanooga on this show before. I just want to reiterate them. I think the mocks are all the way legit, and it's, while they have the giant killer formula components, I think it's more about just the fact that they're a really underrated team from a price perspective. They have just men up front, that they have the prerequisite size that you can combat with the big boys, but they also have elite shot makers on the perimeter, and Malachi Smith and David Jean Baptiste. They play slow, coached by Lamont Paris, former Wisconsin assistant, was groomed under the Bo Ryan tree, so you know they know all about the possession war. They will keep the game to a crawl if they have to against a big conference opponent. They don't turn it over particularly a lot, and they don't force a lot either, but they're not going to give away possessions needlessly. So I think they're a key candidate off the bat. The other one I'll throw in there is North Texas, who we just saw be a giant killer last season. Mm-hmm. And Grant McCaslin, similar formula as Lamont Paris. He plays super, super slow. They got this kid who I call, I always want to call him Tyler Perry because he's named after the Tyler Perry producer there. The Tyler Perry House of Rain is our nickname for him. He is just an absolute delight, has mid-major March Madness star written all over him. And McCaslin plays pack line. They grind it out, and they can just get these big teams, even like Purdue, who had a massive size advantage last year, into an absolute lull of a slugfest, and it just gets real dicey late. And once you're in that low possession environment, anything can happen. So those are two low possession giant killer DNA teams that I have my eyes on.
I like it, the low possession. And again, just to clarify, not the Medea's family reunion Tyler Perry we're talking about, the other Tyler.
I don't believe so. Right. Yeah, unless it's a long lost cousin. I'm not familiar with the family tree there, but no, but the real Tyler Perry now. This time
Medea goes to jail, none of that. Okay, so I like those two. And again, just to get for people who want to sort of try to explore this for themselves beyond the teams you mentioned, we're talking about a team that can slow down the pace, right? So fewer possessions, yep, means a smaller sample size, means more variance. That makes sense, where your lesser talent can overcome greater talent on the other side of the court. The other one is just a team that can just drain it from three, right? That can just go nuts on any given night. Are there any of those specifically?
Yeah, there's a couple. Actually, you know, there's one I should probably mention in that last DNA group, so I'll throw a third into that slow possession DNA. Towson, a team I love.
Oh, wow.
Pat Scarry. They are dominant on the offensive glass, and they actually have some shooters this year to complement that. So I would add them to the list. From a lights-out shooting perspective, yeah, South Dakota State, my goodness, they have six top-tier shot makers. On any given night, they got a dude who could go for, you know, four or five dudes that could go for 30. They come at you from all different directions. First team, I think, ever to sweep the Summit outright regular season tournament. Now, this is not, it's a more balanced team than the Mike Dom South Dakota State teams that I'm sure many people out there remember fondly. Had some great first round in-swim March moments against Maryland, I think Ohio State. Also had some really questionable slip-ups. They lost, I think Dom's third year, they lost first round of the Summit tournament to Western Illinois in it's like an 18 or 20 plus point spread there. So, yeah, it's a feast or famine type team. They don't guard many people, but, yeah, they can get red hot. It does feel like an Oral Roberts type of team to me if they can squeak in, where I think everyone questioned their defense. But in a short sample two-game tournament setting, you can overcome defensive lapses if you're red hot, and you can get opponents into a little bit of a shell-shocked environment and kind of ride that momentum. So Jack Bunnies are almost too obvious. I think people who know the game are probably like, yeah, I get it. But, man, they are prolific scoring the basketball.
All right, Atlantic Sun, Horizon League on campus tonight. Patriot League, all three of those tourneys start tonight, obviously. The Northeast started last night. There's also non-tournament games, of course, in the bigger conferences that take place tonight. What did you land on pick-wise today, sir?
I have one side play. Still looking at futures. I didn't love any of the futures that tip off today from a conference tournament perspective, but I do like Robert Morris in the opener against Youngstown State. They traveled to Youngstown. Two teams played twice this season. Both games were close. Robert Morris actually won in Youngstown already. Youngstown won at Robert Morris. So this is sort of a rubber match here in round one. It's been bet up to 8.5. And I did some research. I read the forums. Doesn't appear to be any public news about injuries, although when the money comes in that strongly, I'm sure someone will be out for Robert Morris, and I'll be surprised. I don't care. I waited until I hit 8.5 and I hopped in. Andrew Toole is just a coach I respect too much. I think betting against these injury moves has been a fairly profitable thing this year if you can come in at the right time. And there's no way this line climbs any higher than 8.5. So I think 8.5 is a phenomenal price for two teams that should play within a possession or two in loser go home type game.
I love that you're like, I'm on Robert Morris, but I'm sure I'll get disappointed.
Someone's later. Out. Someone's definitely out. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Players don't matter, Gil. That's what I've learned this year.
Players don't matter. That's your takeaway from college basketball. Players don't matter.
Just like the name on the front. Yeah. Name on the front of the jersey.
I had that experience in tennis last week. I'm like, who's this Yuri Vesely who's killing everybody? I knew who he was, but he just had no business beating like the world's top ranked players. Okay, you said you only had one side. That did you hint that you had a total then? Is that what you were hinting at?
Yeah, I did have a total in the extra board in the Ace Sun, North Alabama, Florida Gulf Coast. I don't like this one as much. Robert Morris is a pretty strong play for me. This one's probably about a half unit relative to my Robert Morris side play. But North Alabama, Florida Gulf Coast, 6 p.m. tip down there in Estero, Florida. It's an offensively challenged North Alabama team, not a great recipe for an over, but I think the pace plays really high here. These two teams faced off last year in the conference tournament. I think it played to a mid-80s possession. So just an absolute up-and-down track meet. Florida Gulf Coast, a 10, 11-point favorite. I think it gets, I think the lead balloons pretty quickly, and I think this gets into just sort of a rec ball, up-and-down type of track meet game. So I think the pace plays well. We're going to need North Alabama to make some shots for once. They haven't really done that in the last few weeks, but I think the pace is going to drive this over. So I like over 140. 143.5. It's been bet up a little bit, I see. Yeah, but 143 is still within range for me.
I wasn't trying to be mean to Lon Kruger, Matt. I just want to point that out. I wasn't trying to be mean. Just didn't like the answer. Okay, last thing. I'll put you on the spot. We have 30 seconds left here, and I'll put you on the spot here. All the tournaments this week. So we're talking, Big South, Ohio Valley, Southern, Colonial, Summit League, Mizzou, Missouri Valley, Sun Belt, West Coast, all the ones that start, small conferences. Is there a long shot in any of those that leaps to mind that you might be willing to take a flyer on? You can define a long shot. It can be a middle shot.
The Sun Belt's wide open, and that's one where I think you maybe want to look for some deep, deep, deep Hail Marys. Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns, coached by Bob Marlin, is the one I'll give there from the Sun Belt. I think plus 2,000 is the consensus price. Talented team, underachieved. I think they come out strong. Surprise people.
Yeah, we're showing 18-1 on Ooh La La, as we like to call them.
Ooh La La.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Gil. Appreciate you.
Matt Cox from Three Man Weave at 3MW_CBB for all the Three Man Weaver chat. Coming up, Lombardi Line, Dave Ross at the helm. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.